16 past. It is News Talk 100.1 FM and WRHI AM 1340. And yep, we got it going here for a Friday. This is the 6th already of January 2017. Chuck Boozer, Freddie Hammer, Stephen Stone over in the local newsroom. And Tom Glenn joins us here from Hometown Security.
Yes, good morning, Tom Glenn. Thanks for coming in at our beck and call. I appreciate that. I know you're a very busy guy.
That's okay. They handcuffed me to drag me to the door.
That's perfect. I guess Rock Hill is planning right now because we're talking about a weekend snow, which doesn't affect us for work, but there's some planning you guys have to think about.
Oh, certainly. We've been planning for the last couple of days.
Okay.
I guess the Weather Service, they'd love to give everybody as much advance notice as possible.
Right.
And
has that started to panic earlier than usual?
Well, actually, I have to back up a little bit. Last weekend, I was in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I had my taste of snow, 4 inches. So I was shoveling driveways all weekend.
Oh, you're
so
sweet.
So I'm well versed in shoveling snow already. And I've been accused a couple times already this week of bringing the snow to South Carolina.
I think you did.
I was about to ask that.
Yeah. I knew you were going to ask that. So I figured I'd put it out before you started. But yes, we've been in preparation mode for the last couple days. Yesterday, I guess most folks. In their travels, either saw our public works crews or DOT out there with the brines. Mm-hmm. My truck is, even though it's painted white, it is now white from all the brine. But that's a precautionary measure.
And so when any kind of precipitation falls, there's no chance it will freeze right away. Is that the idea of the brine?
It's harder to.
Okay.
It's not a guarantee.
But that's the lines we see sort of marking the road at the moment.
That's correct. Yes. Okay. Yeah, and they're there for a precautionary measure, and we've also been we coordinate with Piedmont EMS as far as the driveway accesses and our police station and our firehouses to make sure that our public safety folks can get in and get out, because duty calls, no matter rain or snow, they're like the mailman. No matter rain or snow, they have to. Their point of task. So,
what's one of the things that we can do as people here? And Freddie said earlier, or Stephen said earlier too, if you don't really have to go anywhere, don't. And Stephen and I were talking a little bit earlier. A lot of the stuff that's going to happen with the accidents and people, I'm not saying every time if you just go slow and be cautious, that's going to keep you out of something. But for the most part, a lot of the stuff that's off the roads into the ditches, etc., are people just going too fast? They're just for the conditions and everything else. What's the one thing that we do that we could prevent?
Well, the one thing that you can do is, and you mentioned it, you need to slow down. Mm-hmm. Even on a warm summer afternoon when you get a rain shower, you still have to slow down. Vehicles are great dynamics now, but when you add fluids to the roadway, sure, they just don't stop as quickly as you would anticipate. So my suggestion, and I tell my kids all the time, slow down. Mm-hmm. Back off on the pedal. And if you get into a sliding situation, stay off the brake. Take your foot off the gas, steer out of the slide or whatever, then continue on. And if you go at a slower speed, that'll help you maintain control of your vehicle.
If it gets icy, of course, you can have a Sherman tank, and it's not going to keep you from sliding, but that will then totally stay off the roads there.
We learned early to fishtail where I grew up. It's like when you're starting to do that, how to turn into the curve, and that's a little tricky when you're in the moment. It's like you don't really have a lot of practice down here to learn how to do that.
I advise not going to the store with her.
just to
get you there and back.
Stay out of the parking lot.
Yes, certainly.
And naturally, there's probably been a run at the local markets for all the substantial stuff, and it's going to be a long weekend.
What will be the thing that y'all will be working most on with you and all of your staff and people that help you?
Our major concern is basically awareness to folks and helping to maintain the roadways. There may be, depending on if we get ice. Our biggest problem not is going to be the snow this weekend. It's going to be the freezing overnights.
Okay.
Those are... we learned those messages in Pittsburgh. I would prefer snow over ice in any given day.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And, like I said, it's going to snow. We're going to have a lot of our crews are out. They're going to clear the roadways to the best they can. But then all of a sudden, when you hit 10 and 7 and 5 degrees overnight, all those best efforts, you're going to have some freezing and there's going to be icy spots.
And brittle. Things get brittle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just a precautionary weekend. If you have an opportunity to go out and get the supplies you need for the weekend, go for it. Get a good book,
Exactly.
Tape some movies, do whatever. If you don't need to go out, If it's not a dire necessity, it'd be best to stay in. If you're not comfortable driving in this kind of weather, you're best to stay home.
Freddie will come over and bring some type of Amish meal if you'll come get her.
Well, she offered brownies already.
Yes, that's right.
You offered what?
Brownies.
Oh, yes. You'll love those. She knows how to make those.
We always appreciate when Tom Glenn comes and tells us about things going on in Rock Hill because you have your finger on the pulse of things.
Well, it was funny last night. Over the course of the week, naturally, with the grandkids over because they're still out of school, they've been going through the milk and the bread and whatever. So, you know, we had made a couple trips to our local grocery store to pick up milk and bread. And last night she said to me, she goes, "Guess what?" And I said, "Okay, you win." She goes, "We're almost out of toilet paper and paper towels."
No.
Two of the main substantials, you know. So we'll see. We'll survive.
Need a train for that, too.
Oh,
we always say milk and bread, but he's right about the paper products.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget those.
You know we're stocked.
Perfectly.
Absolutely. Tom, great to see you this morning. I think it's going to be a long weekend for you.
It probably will be, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's part of the job.
Thank you so much for the work that you do for us.
You're welcome.
Tom won't say this, but he loves us. He really does. All right. It's 22 past. Nice to see you, Mr. Glenn. All right. Here we go. Let's check traffic right now just ahead of sports.
Okay.
And here is Freddie.
Right now we're looking at a problem right now that we're seeing here on Cherry Road. If you're on West Main and Cherry, it's really quite a mess. They say there's a hole in the middle of this intersection. So we're seeing that there's backups going on through there. So watch for traffic backed up in all ways. Okay, and we're also seeing that there's just a little bit of building traffic as you make your way northbound on 77. As you head up past exit 88, that's where your slowdowns start to happen. You're finding also some busy traffic on Celanese with some backups as you approach Mount Gallant. But no problems at this point if you're heading up and around 21 across the Catawba River Bridge. Little tap of the brakes right now around the Peach Stand in Fort Mill. I'm Freddie Hammer. That's your WRHI traffic.